This is WBUR, and I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Besides the massive celebrations in Egypt today over the resignation of Hosni Mubarak, there are smaller celebrations happening around the world, even in Harvard Square.
Mas!
Students from Egypt chanted Masraf, Egypt, that's Arabic for Egypt, and sang the national anthem as they were unable to contain their excitement this afternoon. WBUR's Ronica Brady-Myrov was there.
All of the students say this is the happiest day of their lives. 29-year-old Miriam Mahmoud is in grad school at Harvard University.
We're free, finally. Whoa, I've been born and Mubarak was always a president, so I can't believe it.
24-year-old Tariq Anous, a grad student in physics at Harvard, says he's looking forward to an open democracy.
Finally, now we know. We know that there's going to be an open and fair election. I don't know, it feels great. It feels great to finally have that kind of freedom. It's incredible.
As more people joined the celebration, they greeted each other with congratulations in Arabic and English.
Hi!
Hello!
Alhamdulillah.
Congratulations
for all of us. Congratulations for all of us.
Ala El-Damati describes how she was in her Middle East history class at UMass Boston when she got a text from Egypt.
So I run outside and I call one of my friends and they're like, it's true, he's out now, the military's in control. And I come back in and I scream in the middle of the class, Mubarak's out, he's resigned. I have to go. And I just take my books and run.
All of them say they would give anything to be celebrating in Egypt now instead of Boston. None expressed concern about the military rule. They want to go back soon to help build a new country, says Miriam Mahmoud.
My husband and I were all speaking of how we're going to change Egypt. And it was always a dream that we were working for, but since it's reality now, we couldn't believe it.
Mahmoud looks at her 2-year-old daughter in the stroller and says she has high hopes for her.
She's the new president. Say hi.
Her daughter cries amidst the commotion of the celebration. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov.
And to help us better understand what it's like to view from afar the dramatic events in their homeland are two more Egyptian college students. With me are Fadi Samayan. He's a student at Northeastern. Hi, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And also Ina El Hadidi, who is studying at UMass Boston. Ina, thanks to you, too.
Thank you.
Fadi, I want to ask you a question first, because when I had called you today to see if you might be able to come in and talk, you told me you were on your laptop watching Al Jazeera Arabic to keep track of things that were going on back home. So what has it been like to watch this from afar? I mean, this is the biggest popular uprising ever seen in the Arab world, and you're seeing it very, very far from home. What has that been like?
It's been odd, really, because you have this sense that you want to go home, you need to be home, you need to be with your fellow countrymen, but you're far away. And the best thing that you can do, really, is watch and support and pray, which I've been doing. But there's the next step, which is the protests. There was 2 protests on Saturdays this month, or in January, rather, and I participated in one of them. I wasn't able to go to the second one.
A local protest.
A local protest here. The first one was from Harvard Square. They walked from Harvard Square to Quincy Market, and that's the one I was in. The second one, I don't really remember where it was, but there was 2 protests, and there's a huge Egyptian community here, and they all have mixed feelings about this.
And did you feel that you wanted to be home because you wanted to be part of the protests? You wanted to be in Cairo in the central square?
I want to be there with my countrymen. I want to be there with my people. I wanted to go to Tahrir Square and see what was going on. I wanted to, knowing myself, I would go to Tahrir Square, start watching, and then participate. So it's the sense of nationalistic pride that you want to be there. You want to support the people. You want to support what's happening. You want to be part of the freedom and the revolution.
And Ina El Hadidi, Fadi Samayan, who we just heard from, has only been in Boston since last fall when he moved here for college from Egypt. But you've been here for much longer, 15 years. So for you, Egypt is more distant. What has it been like for you to watch from afar?
Well, I mean, I feel like no matter how far you get from Egypt, your heart is always anchored there. And for me, as watching Egypt, I'm filled with an overwhelming sense of pride. And obviously, there's a nostalgia there. Like, I want to be there, especially for the celebrations. I mean, this is a cop-out, but I feel like watching them be happy and celebrate, it's a dawn of a new age, and I want to be there in Egypt celebrating it. It's the birth of democracy.
Did you feel that Mubarak should go?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's a little bit funny because today is actually the anniversary of the Iranian Revolution, and so that was actually Islamic Revolution Day, so I think it should be changed to Democratic Revolution Day. I think it's important that we recognize this is a democratically this is going to be a democratically elected government in Egypt, and that this was a peaceful process, and that this is the best way to get things accomplished when you want a democracy, is peacefully.
Fadi, did you feel a sense of joy when this resignation happened today, assuming you thought that Hosni Mubarak should resign?
Well, at the beginning, I just looked at the TV and it was an emotion of disbelief. I didn't actually believe that Mubarak was gone. But then when I realized that it was true and I saw the speech by Omar Suleiman, I called the people in my school and I ran over there to their dorm room and we watched it together and we were all happy. Because you live your entire life with the same president and you don't really calculate the fact that he could be gone someday. And it was really... it was an overwhelming feeling of happiness, really.
Now, today, of course, is the day of celebration. Then there's tomorrow. As someone I work with said to me, it's like your college graduation day. It feels so exciting, and you wake up the next morning, and the rest of your life faces you, life and work. So what about tomorrow? Are you concerned about what's to come for the country and the region?
Well, of course, because I'm a little bit concerned. I feel people are seeing the military as a savior. And, of course, they were in this case, but let's not forget that Mubarak was a general. He was a member of the Air Force. He is a part of the military. I mean, Egypt has been under a military dictatorship since 1952, so I'm really eager to see the army step aside after they have helped put in a solid system that will bring in democratic elections that will be free and fair and representative of the Egyptian people.
And Fadi Samayan, I wonder if this is of particular concern to you, because your family is Coptic Christian, is this correct?
Yes.
That's the largest religious minority in Egypt. It's a minority that has been the target of terrorist attacks from Islamic extremists. Does that make it seem especially sort of freighted for you in terms of who will end up ultimately ruling the country?
Initially, I had thought that my parents had concerns. I called my father today. He said no. He's not concerned about the Muslim Brotherhood or anything like that at all. And I personally never considered it at all because I see the Egyptian people as one. I never asked my friends, are you Muslim or are you Christian? Although I know that 90% of them are Muslim. I've never met a single person that hates the other religion. I've never met a single person who disagrees with the other religion or finds it as kafar in Arabic, which means infidel, basically. It's just, I've never had that feeling at all or concern that the Muslim Brotherhood or any other religious extremist group will take over.
So you feel very positive about what's to come, it sounds like.
Hopefully, yes.
Thank you to both of you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Ina El Hadidi is a student at UMass Boston, and Fadi Samayan is a student at Northeastern. Thanks again.
Thank you for having us.